biggest range of fragrances at the lowest prices. Chemist Warehouse really is the real house of fragrances this Christmas.
Wherever you go, that's where you'll be.
There is always a way. If it's good, remember it. If it's bad, get over it.
If you find a hole, just keep digging.
To everyone out in Melbourne, if I'm a bird, then you're a bird.
Oh, that's right. We're all birds. And we all look after each other. We're in this flock together, Melbourne. We're coming through life on this journey because life is a highway. And we
you're
do have
ride
some...
it all night long.
We do Ooh. Have Sorry original quotes from all around Melbourne. We're chockers this morning, guys. Let's get through them. We've got David from Frankston South. Hey, David.
G'day.
David, inspire us. Get us up and about.
You get one life. Don't just exist. Have a crack.
Oh, yes.
Love it. And he's signed off with name and suburb. That's the format.
David.
David
so
loved it. Just
Thanks,
have
bro.
A crack. You're here for a long time, not a good time.
Yeah, that
would be. Oh, no, hang
on.
You're here for a good time or a long time?
Well, it would be up to you. Good time, not a long time is the traditional saying.
Right. You're here for a long time, not a good time. Is that right?
No, you're in for a good time and a long time, hopefully.
That would be a long.
Yeah.
Your version would be a long, boring life.
Well, life is very short, goes very quick.
Well, that's another one. Life is short. Play hard. Is that another one?
I've heard that before.
It is so quick. You've got to think about that.
Lexi from Geelong. Lexi, Fev's depressing me, saying that life's short.
I'll tell you
why. Scaring me.
Because I had a phone call on the weekend, and a bloke said to me, I played in Yarrawonga, which seems like a couple of years ago.
Right.
In 2 years, we've got our 10-year premiership reunion. And I went, what?
Mm-hmm.
8 years has gone like that. Like, it's literally weird.
So where's the inspiration in that? Let's find the
inspiration. There is no inspiration. Well, no, it's just depressing. Well, but that's going to live life. It's
life is depressing.
Exactly what old mate said.
Lexi in Geelong. Hey, Lexi.
Hi. Life is a colour. You choose how bright it is.
Oh, well said. We needed that. Right then, we needed that.
Yep.
Can I hear it again one more time?
Life is a colour. You choose how bright it is.
See?
Still didn't get it.
Life is a colour, you choose how bright it is. Like, Fev's quote was a
like
dark grey
that.
Or a black.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just
Lexi,
honesty.
Lexi, beautiful. Life is a colour.
Well played.
Life is a shade. Because black and white are just shades, by the way. They're not colours.
Well, let's not get bogged down in.
Kevin in Epi.
She was 11 years old.
It was gorgeous, Lexi. We loved that. Kevin, how are you today?
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, great, Kevin. We've just heard a beautiful quote from an 11-year-old in Geelong, Lexi.
Yeah.
We've got great kids coming through Melbourne. Now, what have you got for us, Kevin?
Okay. My motto is, slow down. You will get there quicker. There are a lot of red lights out there. You take it back a notch and they'll be all green.
Ah, I like that. The idea that you're right. If you're going slower... The red light will be green by the time you get there.
Hang on.
How fast you go, though?
So if you go too fast, you keep pulling up at the lights.
Yeah, but if you go too slow, you miss the light.
Does the tortoise beat the hare in the end? I've forgotten that fable. The tortoise and the hare,
Yeah, well, look, if you go too quick, you will get caught up at those red lights.
Well, you'd beat them, though, wouldn't you? You'd beat them.
No, it'd be a jerky ride, though, wouldn't it?
Right.
I think what what Kevin's saying is just... Glide through.
Hey, alert. Glide
on through. Thank you.
Thank you. There it is. Put his name in suburb at the end as he changes his quote to glide through.
Hey, I've got nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we were talking about colours. I learned something yesterday.
I'll just pop the music down.
What did you learn?
We're done anyway.
We've got one more. But continue.
We don't want him anymore. I learned something yesterday. Asked Alex a question because we were down the peninsula driving down through like Flinders and stuff out the back. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
And the ocean was so blue. It looked amazing. And I said to Alex, why is the ocean blue? Because when you pick up the water, it's clear. You know, when you put the water in your hand.
Yep.
And she said to me, it's because of the sky.
Yeah, it's a reflection of the sky.
And she said, I didn't know that.
It's a reflection of the sky.
Refracted light. Yeah. It reflects the sky.
And I said, what happens? And then I realised when it's a dark, really dark, yucky grey day, the ocean's not blue anymore.
Yeah, it's like a deep grey blue.
Is that like common knowledge?
Yeah, that was sort of, I'd say grade 3. Nick, what? I feel like I learned it in grade 2 or 3.
I literally had no idea.
We're learning every day about.
It actually blew me away. I'm
Nick,
like, wow.
From Warburton.
It's impressive, isn't it? Oh, here he is.
Morning.
Nick.
Morning, legend.
Close us out.
Morning,
we had a little
Nick.
Bit of an educational aside there.
I feel like I've learned so much from Fev today.
Good, very good.
I know.
You learn something every
Nick,
day.
Yep. We've been waiting for this, Nick. What have you come up with this week?
All right, this is because Israel Folau annoys me so much.
Ooh, okay.
We all should live in the same unit building. Not Unit A, not Unit B, but Unit T.
Unity.
Oh, Unity.
Unity.
Oh, gosh, I got there, Nick.
Beautiful
wow.
message of
just
unity.
Just so clever. The use of language, the words you use, well done.
Do you understand that, Fev? Not Unit A.
Yeah,
Unity.
I get it.
Unity.
I get it.
Thank you.
My C story was better.
5 to 7.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
Fev has given us quite the forward sell after that game of Alpha Bucks.
Probably too much.
Well, what have we said? We said someone has betrayed Fifi Box.
And she originated from Tokyo and now she lives in Los Angeles. But Boxy, yes. Earlier on in the year, you came in and you spoke about this one person and you said she changed your life. You'd watched a TV show that she was on and this is what you had to say earlier in the year.
Here we go, let's play it.
Marie
I watched
Kondo.
Two eps.
And that's, you're done?
I got out of bed. No, this is what's amazing, Fev. I got out of bed and I went into my wardrobe and I went, right, I want the ching, ching, I'm going to look for some ching. And that is when you pick up an item and it has to spark joy for you.
Right.
Okay. Nothing sparked joy for me in my wardrobe.
You remember her?
Well, I think it was more zing, zing. What was I ching-chinging?
That
I think
that's
a
really interesting choice.
That's a cash sound effect.
Yeah, do you remember?
Yes, I do. Marie Kondo.
Yeah, it's all about cleaning your junk up in your house.
No clutter in your
no
life.
No clutter.
Mind you, now you asked me the same question nearly 12 months later. Very hard to keep that up.
Yes, it is.
And we attract clutter as human beings.
Well, now Marie, she's betrayed it. She's betrayed
How?
Everybody.
Including Fife, because you said she betrayed Fife.
She shot to fame in 2011 with her little changing magic of tidying up. She just, everything,
yes.
Don't leave, you know, no trash in the house. Get rid of all the unwanted stuff that you want. Now, she's just released an online store, Boxy, selling crap.
What?
Yes.
What do you mean?
She's selling all these different bits of junk to have people buy them and put them in their house. She's totally done a backflip.
Like, so she's selling, like, you know, what?
Like brass
little
tool holders. She's selling a golden ladle, a cement.
A ladle?
Ladle, yeah, whatever that is.
Well, it's quite important.
Some stupid bowls. She's literally selling crap to people
to
buy,
put in your
to
house.
Put in their house. She's done a backflip.
That's not very Marie Kondo-esque.
No, she's literally selling everyone's.
Do you know what? In the nicest
trash to make treasure. Okay.
In the nicest possible way, I hope that business fails.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, last night the internet started to melt down because Kim Kardashian announced her partnership with Uber Eats.
Yeah, I was
Fev, how
this.
I know how you didn't end up on the Uber Eats commercial after your $37,000 bill.
Yeah, I'm off Uber Eats. I haven't ordered Uber Eats for ages.
Really?
Yeah, because I used to order heaps of grass food,
did.
But now that I'm not eating grass food
now
anymore.
That you're a pescatarian.
Yeah, it's just really
it's
I would have slipped. My number one ranking will be.
Yeah. Look, and for those who weren't listening at the time, Fife arranged for an actual report to be run on Fev's Uber Eats consumption, and he came in as the power Uber Eats user nationally. He was actually the number one national Uber Eats user there for a while.
It's a great crown to have, Boxy.
It was.
I'll pass it over to Kimmy, though.
Well, this is great. The new Uber Eats ad premiered last night with Magda Szubanski. Brilliant. Now, we all love and know her from Kath and Kim as Sharon Strzelecki. Well, dressed in character as Sharon Strzelecki, she's doing the ad with the biggest Kim in the world, Kim Kardashian, instead of Kimmy. So she's her Kimmy. Now, if you haven't heard it, it got much praise overnight online and on socials. Let's have a listen to the brand new Uber Eats ad.
Tonight, I'll be eating pesto gnocchi and garlic bread to keep me carbed up. Hey, Kim, what are you going to have?
Tonight, I'll be eating a chicken schnitty with chips and chicken salt.
Ooh, nice.
Nice.
Kim, I don't mean to be rude, but it's actually pronounced nice.
Nice?
Nice.
Nice.
N-I-C-E, nice.
Nice.
Nice. Like ice. I like you. Rice, pine lime splice, thrice, moist. dice.
I literally have no idea what you're saying.
So coin's English. It's not that hard.
That's absolutely brilliant. Now we've also,
well played.
We'll put that up on our Insta story as well. Fee, Fev Byron, if you want to have a look at that.
I mean, I don't know what she cost Uber Eats, but she was worth it.
How did you get
them together? That's a very memorable ad.
Oh, well, I reckon I've paid for a bit of a wage.
You probably have paid her salary.
A little bit of it. But I don't reckon they're in the same room. Kimmy, they're not together. I don't know how they've done it, but the beauty of TV, they're not together.
You're right. It's a split. Do you know why? You're right, Fev. When you listen to it without seeing it, you can almost hear Kim reading it.
100%. And not no idea.
But also, Fev, don't you reckon if they were together for the ad, there'd be a photo of them arms around each other, and there haven't
100%.
Been.
100%.
Right.
So and I reckon they've done it at her house over in LA, and they've done Magda here in Australia.
100%. And Kimmy's sitting there. She looks great, Kimmy. She's got a netball bib on. You know what the netball,
oh, that's brilliant.
Do you know what the netball bib's got on it?
Yeah.
KKK.
No, isn't it KKW?
Just KK.
Is it? It's not KKK?
Kim Kardashian West, KKW.
Yeah, I would certainly hope so.
I think it's got the W. I'm sure it's got a W. Yeah, KKW.
Definitely KKW.
Phew. Just rewind what I just said. Don't worry about it.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
It comes down to apps, phones and iPads.
Oh dear.
Kids are often on their iPads or on their phones. We monitor it pretty well, as most parents do. But they get sidetracked and they play games. Yeah, play games. We play games. You play Candy Crush. I play certain games.
Yes.
We love it.
Yes.
And I buy apps. I love buying apps. I love buying coins. That's what I do. It's fun. And yesterday I was getting...
It's such a waste of money.
It is. Oh, it's a big waste. Alex hates me. I'm a child.
You're buying pretend coins.
Yes.
Hey, with real coins.
Yeah, mate, you buy...
No, I've done it. I know.
You do it. You do it.
I know.
It's a way to progress in the game. It's how you get there. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait the 5 hours to get refreshed with coins.
Yep.
Just purchase. Now, yesterday I hadn't been playing my game because I've deleted it. So...
What, Candy Crush?
Just a game I play. Alex has blown up, so I've deleted it, which is fair enough. It's costing too much money, and it's wasted money. It's one thing that in our relationship that could be the end is me buying apps.
This started about your kids.
It's filtered down. It's filtered down in the family.
Sounds like you're the kid.
It's filtered down. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Now, Lulu, yesterday I was getting all these, you know, when you buy something and then you get the email saying you've purchased.
Yes.
I kept getting these emails all day saying, Apple purchase. I'm thinking, was it me like a week ago? Has it just come through now?
So you didn't bother opening it?
No, I didn't open it. But then I sat on the couch and I opened it, and it was 5,000 coins, $79.99. 5,000 coins, $79.99.
What?
But then it says who's purchased it, and it says...
How many of those, though?
Lulu Favola's phone. She's been playing a game called Robux or something on the iPad or her iPhone, and it totaled to $1,120 in one day.
No.
Now, we sat her down, and she knew what was coming. But she didn't realise that she was paying. She didn't realise. You know when you don't realise and you just kept.
Yeah.
She's a kid. She's just pressing it. So.
Did she know the code, though?
Yeah, well, she.
Don't you have to do a code or something?
She knows that part. My password.
Okay.
Everyone knows my password.
Change that.
Which was, went down real well with Snooksy. So I had to be quiet because I couldn't say anything.
You've just been banned.
Because I'm guilty as well. But it got me thinking, and I know we've done it before, but 13, 10, 60, how much money has your kid spent on iTunes?
Oh, boy. This will happen.
Has Trixie got into that world yet?
No, she hasn't done that. No. Well, like what she does, which is low level because she's only 6 at the moment, is like when I go to the supermarket and then I get to the checkout and I'm emptying the trolley and just things appear on the conveyor belt that I didn't put in.
That's like, old school.
But even yesterday we stopped to get petrol. And I got Daisy, got Trixie out of the car. I got some cash out of the ATM. And then I got a bottle of water and I said Trix could have an ice cream because it was hot. And then as the guy was just swiping them, suddenly he just picked up this big packet of Pringles and swiped them. The little hand creeps up behind me and just pops them on the counter.
There we go.
But they're smart because when you're there and they put something on the counter, it's hard to say no because you feel like, ooh.
I know, because but also they've already been swiped, so you've got to say to the guy, hey, can you just, no, delete the, oh, have the Pringles, right.
Have the Pringles. All right, so let's see how we go here. This is, and that was a good one, but when kids are sneakily on your credit card, whether it's through apps or, I know, gaming consoles, you can do it and all that stuff.
Yeah, anything. What if they just get access to your credit card?
131060, our number here at The Fox with Fifi, Fev and Byron.
1019. The Fox.
Always dangerous, Fev, when kids get hold of your credit card.
Old iTunes account, Boxy.
Little Lulu Favola. Yes. She rocked up, what was it? Racked up 120,
something like that, yeah.
On. But this is my favourite.
That went down well.
In this day and age, like, you know, when we were kids, I'm just trying to think. I don't even know where Mum kept a credit card. I wouldn't have known what to do with it then. But with apps these days, because they're connected to your phone.
Yeah, it's so easy.
And they're buying things that don't exist. That's the funniest part of it. It's like you're buying things that are imaginary.
Yes.
What a genius business these apps are.
Oh, mate. I'd love to. But is there a way you can get it back, like if you ring up?
No, I don't know that you can. No.
But imagine that. You said, I'm going to start a business where we sell fake money in exchange for actual money.
But
and,
you know
and
what?
People are going to do that?
Yeah, but see, because Fev and I do that, Byron.
Yeah, I do it too.
Even though it sounds stupid, I do it.
Yeah, so you can't rouse on your kids, really. Yeah, you couldn't, could you?
Mate, I sat to sit there and Alex was like... going nuts, and I was like, And she looked at me and said, don't you say anything, and I'm like, I can't.
That's true. Fev, you know, when you're on Candy Crush and all you need is one of those lollipop hammers, and you know it'll just cost you, it'll cost $5.99. I just need a few lollipops.
Yeah, but once you go, once you cross that line, you just got to, you get addicted, you got to go keep reloading.
Natalie in Pakenham. Hi, Nat.
Hey, how are you going?
Good, Natalie. What did your daughter buy?
Yeah, I went away for a weekend and she was partying with friends, Zaydeen, and I discovered she'd racked up about $150 worth of Uber trips.
Oh, the old Uber.
Oh, that's a good point. Uber Eats Uber is going to get us too.
Yes, Uber Eats.
But you can't really be stealth with that, guys. I mean, Uber shows exactly where you went and exactly where you were dropped off. I mean, it's hardly low key, is it? Like, that's not really very smart.
But you don't care in the moment. You know, Mum's still a day away. You know, getting in trouble is still 24 hours away.
You live it up while you can, and then when you get caught, you're like, oh. I do the same thing.
Stephanie in Roxburgh Park. Hi, Steph.
Hi, good morning.
Good. Now, what got racked up on your credit card?
It was a bill from the school canteen of $40.
Ooh.
He'd been telling the canteen that I was sending him to school with no food.
Kids are the best.
She's actually got a tab at the canteen.
Yeah, first name basis.
Unbelievable.
That's so good.
How about that?
Oh, Mum didn't give me lunch. She'll just get an IOU and then she gets a bill for $40.
But see, the funny thing is, as annoyed as you'd want to be as a parent in Stephanie's situation, you also think, gee, my kid's got initiative. Like, that's clever. That's smart. Getting around things.
That's just going.
Smart.
Don't worry. I'll shout all my friends. Mum will pick it up. That's fine.
Danielle in Somerville. Hi, Danielle.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good, Danielle. What did you get? How much was racked up?
$2,500.
Whoa!
On what?
So what had happened was my son races motorbikes and he crashed his motorbike and broken his back. Yes, he's fine. Anyway, to cut a long story short, he had to lay flat on his back, so he was playing PlayStation and I got my credit card bill. And he'd been buying... Because you have to, I don't know, sign up with PlayStation, you need a credit card.
Yeah, you got to sign up.
I just realised, the same as, you know, apps in the App Store, you get notified each day of what they buy, but on PlayStation you don't.
No, you don't. So on PlayStation, Boxy, this is what I do.
Here we go.
Yeah, you got to pay like $89 so you can play with people online. So you got to register to PlayStation. But then like with my basketball game, I've created a me. So it's me and I play basketball, but to get him better, you've got to buy coins, like they're called like V-Bucks. You've got to buy them.
This is such a lot.
And then to get your play, because if you play without your player being with all the attributes, you're crap. So you've got to buy all these coins to make him better. So his overall ranking's over 90 instead of 60 when you start, and you're getting really good at the start, but then you become really good at it.
So when you play other people, it's a trap.
It's like such a rot. I just miss the days when I was a kid, you just put the CD in the PlayStation.
101.9 The Fox.
It's so reassuring to know that billionaires have bad days. And Elon Musk, the head of the Tesla fortune, he's had a shocker. In fact, he has wiped millions of dollars off the shares for Tesla over the weekend. $750 million he lost because of one bad error and mistake. Now, I'm guessing someone lost their job over this. He was at the launch of the brand new Tesla Cybertruck. Now, this is a Cybertruck. It's very futuristic. It's supposed to be absolutely indestructible.
Unbreakable.
It is a truck that nothing, you know, if you were in it, you would be safe as houses. So he was so confident of this. He's on stage. This is a global world premiere of this Cybertruck. He challenged a guy to get a metal ball, like a big metal ball, and throw it at one of the windows. What you're about to hear is what happened when the man threw not just one metal ball, but two metal balls
at the unbreakable window.
At the unbreakable window of the Cybertruck.
Franz, could you try to break this glass, please? Oh, my God. Well, maybe that was a little too hard. Yeah. It didn't go through. That's a plus side.
Let's try the right.
Try that one, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, man.
It didn't go through.
Right.
Two broken windows. Now, we've put that video up on our Instagram because you must watch this. It's amazing.
So, if you're watching it didn't go through, but it's completely shattered everywhere.
Well, I know.
Right?
Elon was trying to look for the positives in that. But picture this. Like, he's literally said with so much confidence, watch this. Watch my amazing, unbreakable, shatterproof windows. And twice they shattered when the guy threw a ball at it. I mean, that.
They should have thought ahead, Boxy. I watched this once you sent it to me, and I was like, they reeled it out. It's unbreakable. It breaks. And then you would have just gone, ha ha, this is what happens when you've got a normal window. And then they just wheel another car in and go, now. And then if it went then. But this guy, the guy who organized that. Surely they've tested it. It's a worldwide premiere of his new car. Bang! Smash!
I reckon it's going to get across the line now. No one's going to buy that.
$754
million.
$1 million.
And you know what, though, Fevsy? I've always said this. I believe two of the riskiest words in the English language are watch this. Because any time you say watch this, invariably everything falls apart. We're going to open the phone lines 131060 to when you've said watch this. And what happened? Have we got a little jingle there, Byron?
Here we go.
What happened after you said watch this?
Feb, you've heard this story before. When I was at Monash Uni out there in Clayton, and I was in first year uni, and there was a footballer at the time that I had a crush on, a Richmond footballer.
Stephen Jurica.
And he was studying out there, and he was in the cafeteria overlooking the quadrangle, and I was like, oh, there he is, he's up there. And I said to my friends, because I thought at the time a footballer would be attracted to a girl that could play footy. I knew nothing. I was not a very I wanted to impress him. So I said to my friend, throw the football at me and I'll jump off this chair and I'll mark it, and he'll just think I'm amazing and clearly want to go out with me. So I said to my friends, hey, watch this. They kicked the ball at me. I jumped for it and fell headfirst into a bush. And then when I looked up, Stephen had walked off with his plate, his tray in the he left. So dangerous words, watch this.
Remember I said watch this when we did a blackout challenge out at Witten Oval? Yes. And I was 60 metres out with bare feet and with all the Western Bulldogs boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, watch this, Boxy. Yeah. And I slotted it straight through the middle.
We do remember that. In fact, we remember...
You're the only man I know that could say watch this and absolutely deliver.
I mean, here are several other times that you've said watch this. I mean, here's one time you would have said watch this probably to a defender that was playing on you.
Into the pocket at full stretch. For Volma to the top of the screen. Oh, no, it's a miracle from
Feb. And then after that I go, I think I just won myself a car. Goal of the year. Watch this.
We're more looking for stories that go wrong, but Feb's got plenty more that go right. 131060 is the number.
1019, The Fox.
What happened after you said watch this?
One of the world's richest men, Elon Musk. Oh, yeah. No, he is Musk. You're right. Elon Musk, the Tesla billionaire. Tesla billionaire. He was launching his big Cybertruck, one of the biggest new trucks to go under his Tesla brand. And it was supposed to be indestructible, shatterproof windows. He had someone throw a metal ball at the window and it smashed. And then he said, whoops, that might have been a mistake. Throw another metal ball. It smashed again. And I bet not only did he fire a lot of people because of that, but he was wishing he'd never stood in front of that stage and said, watch this. Famous last words, Fev, usually.
I said it. Well, watch this. I'm going to beat a sumo up and end up getting surgery.
That's right. Yeah, you were put through a wall.
Now we've got Reese from Hillside. Hi, Reese.
Hey, guys, how are we?
Good, Reese. Reese, what happened after you said, watch this?
Well, I was at school with my mates last year and we were playing soccer on the soccer field and I said to my mates, said, oh, watch this, I'm going to kick this goal. And I lined up, gone for a kick, and I fractured my hip.
Oh, there he goes. He's fractured his hip. Oh, boy. Thank you.
That's really painful.
Oh, Reese.
Karina from Bentley East. Hi, Karina.
Hi, how are you, Phoebe? We love the show.
Oh, thank you, Karina. We love you listening. Now, what did you do after you said, watch this?
Back in the day when I was a bit younger, I was a dancer, and I was in my lounge room showing up with my girlfriend, and I said, I'll watch this, and I went to go do a high kick, and I was wearing a long skirt. The skirt came under me, and I fell flat on my bum.
Oh,
that's right.
That's ow.
Okay. I've done that a few times.
Did you break your coccyx or something, Karina?
No, I was really bruised. You know, really bruised.
Bruised coccyx. Yeah, no, still that's very, very dangerous.
Very painful.
Thank you, Karina.
Thank you, Karina.
Have you done that, Fev, when you've worn a skirt?
Oh, no, just when you had a few frothies and you try to do handstands or whatever when you're out in the backyard and you just fall straight on your head.
Yeah, not a good idea.
Done that plenty of times.
Kate in Lang Warren. Hi, Kate.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, Kate. What happened after you said, watch this?
Well, I was on the trampoline and I told my 3-year-old daughter to watch this face and proceeded to do a somersault, landed really awkwardly on my neck, on the back of my head, ended up in an ambulance, in hospital for the night, and a full neck brace with torn ligaments in my neck.
Oh, wow. It's not a children's trampoline.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay,
that's the ultimate watch this.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Ended up in hospital.
Wow, 8:20 on The Fox. Fifi, Fev and Byron for breakfast.
101.9 The Fox.
Frozen 2 is out in cinemas this Thursday. I cannot wait. This is like one of those movies. You know when you have kids and you get roped into kids' stuff? But that I love, Fev. Like, I am so – I'll every time Trix, we sit down for a movie night, I'll just go, can we watch Frozen again? And I've been more excited about Frozen 2 than Trixie.
Yeah, we're excited. Kids are excited.
But yesterday there was a premiere in Melbourne at the Rivoli in Camberwell, the Rivoli Cinema.
I told my kids it got cancelled.
Are they listening?
Because I replied yes that we're going to go.
Okay.
And I told him it was cancelled.
Guys.
Well, this is a very near miss, Fev. In actual fact, you'll be relieved you weren't there because it got evacuated. If you missed the news, it got evacuated halfway through because of a fire alarm.
So it did get cancelled.
It's not perfect for the people there.
Well, it was all a false alarm. Everybody, apparently on the big screen, it said there's a problem. The movie stopped. There was a message on the screen saying, hang on a second, we might have a problem. Then the alarm, a high-pitched wail went off. Oh. Kids running in their Elsa costumes.
Screaming.
Screaming out of the cinema. Everybody's out there. I would be on Riversdale Road. I think the Rivoli's on or on the corner there of Burke Road. Anyway, everyone's out there. It was a false fire alarm, so it was all good. But you've just raised the question, Fev, because you didn't want to go to take the kids.
Well, it was go to a winery or go watch Frozen 2. I went for the winery.
You didn't do anything. You didn't, like, call in a fake.
No, I reckon one of the dads there was sitting through it. I think it was halfway through and he's like, oh, my God, put a needle in my eye. And I reckon he's gone, I'll ring Triple O and say there's a fire. And everyone evacuated.
Absolutely not.
100%. 101.9.
The Fox.
Now, we just played Beat the Bonbon and we heard Laura take away a stash of cash, over $500. And that's the great thing about winning Beat the Bonbon at the moment is that you've got money for Christmas presents. Yeah. Because it is that time of year where we appreciate the people in our lives and we give them gifts. Now, when it comes to kids, anyone listening who has kids, nieces and nephews and is thinking about what do kids want, because this is my life now. And I subtly try to get out of tricks what she wants. I jump online, I go, what's everyone getting? But we thought we could all group together now, Melbourne, as parents or sisters or brothers or uncles and aunts or carers, anyone, and discuss what are the most popular gifts. So if you're wondering what to get some kids for Christmas, I would love to hear some ideas. 13 10 60. What are they loving? What's hot?
Okay, all right.
What are girls loving? What are boys loving? What are different age groups loving? Because I'm doing that thing where I'm really subtle, Fev, and I go, Trix, what would you like? There are two things she's listed to me so far. A fairy floss maker.
Yum.
Where do I get one of those? And why? Where did that come from in her head? We don't even have
fairy floss.
I don't think she's ever had fairy floss. And this one was particularly hurtful to me. A pancake maker. Mummy makes the pancakes, but I make the pancakes.
No, the pancake What's maker's on? The best.
Really?
You just tip it in and it comes out perfect. Okay. And you flip them over. They're really good.
Like every weekend, that's my thing because I don't get to do breakfast during the week because I'm working.
Oh, you make
On
pancakes.
The weekend, I make pancakes on Saturday and Sunday for breakfast.
Well,
and I'm
she
just
might be saying something about your pancakes.
Just a little I know.
Hint.
I haven't even thought about presents yet. My God.
Okay, well, it's the 25th
of
December yet.
You've got a month. Share.
Okay.
Some of the things that I've heard about, I don't know whether anyone is across this now. Hatchimals have a Hatcher Wow. So
yeah,
Hatchimals
those
just got a whole
that come out of the egg, isn't it? You
yeah.
break them, yeah.
So that's a big,
they're a big thing.
They're a big. Oh, that's Xy actually there. Whoa.
Lulu just texted me and said an iTunes card.
iTunes gift card. No, Lulu. Stay off the phone, please.
What else have we got? Top Games. What's okay. this? Blockbuster. The all-new party starter for game lovers 12 and over. Blockbuster, a special edition party game celebrating the golden age of video rental.
Oh,
that sounds fun.
It's now old school. Blockbuster's
so old school.
It features
questions about movies we all know and love. I reckon I love that.
That's a great gift idea for
an
adult.
It's not about you, mate.
Yeah, it's not for you, actually. Good point.
You can't buy presents for yourself.
Okay, so secondary question. What would Fief like for Christmas? But also, what is hot for kids? Already the phones are ringing, so we might get some help here, Fief.
I need to start. I want to get organised, so I would love some feedback. But I'm guessing lots of people listening would like to know. What do we need to go online and buy or jump out to the shops and get?
Okay, what's hot? 13, 10, 60. And can we find a fairy floss maker? Would be another question.
Or you just wait the Boxing Day and buy your kids presents when it's cheaper.
I might. Do you know what I might do, though? I think the Tooth Fairy might get involved. Not sure you can have a fairy floss maker.
It's the Fox.
101.9. The Fox. The Fox.
Now, Christmas is around the corner and most people have kids in their lives that you have to buy presents for. But it's hard to know what the kids are loving, what's hot, what all the kids will want to tell their friends at school they got for Christmas. So this is a great little forum for us as parents and aunts and uncles and carers to all get together and help each other with what's hot right now.
The kids do drop hints, Boxy.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
Lenny dropped a hint a couple of weeks ago that she wants a turtle. For Christmas.
Really?
Turtle.
Strange.
Okay.
Mm. A turtle for it. Doesn't do anything. Mm. But.
But she loves animals, Lenny.
She does.
I love
she does.
That.
She
so
does.
this is a good chat.
But I could see it would be my turtle.
For her. Yeah, you'll be looking after the turtle. Yeah.
I mean, pets, yes. I mean, that's an important message at Christmas time. Pets are a lifelong gift, aren't they? So a Christmas
absolutely.
Turtle, you want to love that turtle.
Olivia from Botanic Ridge. Hi, Olivia.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good, Olivia. What's hot? What do the kids want for Christmas?
So I have a niece and a nephew, similar age, so 5 and 6, and at the moment they both want a VTech watch, which is like a watch that takes selfies and does games and stuff like that.
Wow.
And it kind of looks like an Apple Watch. So I guess it's around $70. You can get it from like your Big W's and Kmart and Target and that sort of thing.
Well, that
good to know.
The photos wouldn't be that big, though, would they?
A VTech watch. I love this. Okay.
Well, what do you mean?
Writing it down.
Just little photos. Well, no, so you take it with a watch.
Yeah. It'll just be a little pic.
I bought, when we were in Tokyo, I bought this little thing that was supposed to take selfies for Trixie. And it was like a little Elsa and Anna type thing. But it's all in Japanese and it speaks in Japanese. And the instructions are in Japanese. And it's in the bottom of a drawer right now.
Rita from Preston. Hi, Rita.
Hi, Fifi. How are you?
Yeah, good, Rita. What's hot? What do the kids want?
Well, everybody loves Play-Doh, and I make my own homemade food-grade scented Play-Doh.
Oh, wow. Do you sell it, Rita?
I sure do. It's Play-Doh-ology.
Oh. Well, here we go. And now this is
it. Great. Give yourself a plug. Play-Doh-ology.
Can you eat it, Rita?
Look, it's not made to be eaten, but if I happen to eat it, everything in it is actually a food ingredient. Even the essence that scent it are all designed for food.
Well, there we go.
Wow, there you go.
So it's a Play-Doh that's homemade. That not that we recommend to eat it, but is edible.
Kids, like I'm just saying.
Just in case those little fingers get in.
Pop them in there.
I'm just saying for Rita's sake, because if I brought, because my kids love Play-Doh, so if Lenny and Lulu have Play-Doh and some gets on the ground and Toby eats it.
Yes.
That's fine.
Okay,
that's true. And I love Rita Liz telling us it's hot. You would tell us it's hot right now, Rita, because you need
us.
It's
so hot.
Just quickly, what's the name of it again, just quickly?
Play-Doh-ology.
There we go, guys. That's
I love it. And you know what I love? I love these small businesses. It's a great idea Rita's had, and now she's got it out there.
Good stuff.
Get behind Rita. Now we've got Morgan from Melton. Hi, Morgan.
Megan.
How are you?
We might need to get you some.
I might need some glasses.
Some OPSM glasses.
Megan, what's hot?
Now, this is for the little one. So you know the Baby Shark song they were all obsessed with?
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought we'd made that song go away. No, it's still going.
So Kmart selling just for $15. It's a little tiny shark you pop in your bath, and the whole time it's in the water, it sings the song.
Then a big brown shark came.
No, that's a different.
Littlies would love that.
That's cute. Fev's game is a different.
That's off Eddie Murphy Delirious.
Thank you.
A little bit of a log
Megan
in the water.
And Melton there with another great gift idea.
Qualified as a personal trainer with the experts, the Australian Institute of Fitness. Hit fitness.edu.au for more.